Senator Mitch Fifield's on the line. Senator, good morning.
Ray, how are you?
Not bad. Look, I was doing a story about 45 minutes ago about beards. I return every holiday from the summer break with either a full beard or a goatee, which lasts until usually Australia Day when I work, and then the next day I'll get rid of it. Now, I was questioning your beard. Now, I don't mean to be offensive.
Oh, right.
But you look like one of Queen Victoria's sons or grandsons. You look like something left over from 1910 with that growth of yours. Now, I'm a bit envious because mine is a bit more like White Roy's. Not really visible, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I do. Well, I'm glad it worked because I was really going for the Cossack look. Something a bit like a...
Why don't you wear a fur hat next time you're on Sky and then you'd have the look complete?
That's right. The thing with the beard that I have at the moment is it doesn't matter which way I'm up. You can't really tell.
Well, someone suggested to me it looks like you got your head on upside down.
That's right, it does. But, you know, I think it was important to show what a real beard looks like. I mean, you know, Sam Dastyari, you know, that was not a beard. Chris Bowen, nice try. Ed Husic, you know, he's barely getting started.
Well, one of the things I noted from him, because he's younger than me, I think he's had a bit of laser. You know how the young blokes get the fine line around the bottom of the chin, a bit of laser treatment, so it's really clean cut?
Yeah, it's too clean. If you're going to have a beard, it's got to be a real beard. I don't know what it is about the Labor guys that they just can't grow them. I mean, we've got some good ones on our side. Mm. We've got my colleague Rowan Ramsey in South Australia, Nigel Scullion, Indigenous Affairs Minister, and he's got a good one. But what I wouldn't mind seeing, actually, is our economics team having a crack at one. ScoMo Matias?
What, Morrison with a beard?
Yeah.
I don't know that the government can afford to have a treasurer with a beard, to be perfectly honest.
It's
bad enough that I've got a copper minister for communications looking like a Russian Cossack or Prince Edward the Fifth or something.
Well, I've got an excuse though, Ray. I am the arts minister as well.
Oh, of course, Barry Jones. That's who you look like.
That's right. But I think the ultimate beard really was Dick Adams from Tasmania when he was in the Parliament.
How long is yours going to last? When's it going?
Look, it's still a subject of great debate and discussion. I've asked for feedback on Facebook. Should I keep it or should it go? My partner loves beards, so you know she has more votes than most. So, look, it'll be a case of watch this space, Ray.
Could I suggest to you that a whippersnipper may be required when you decide to get rid of it? I don't think there's been a razor blade invented that'll get through that forest.
No, I think I'll need to deploy some industrial tools.
You'll do it. Do it in stages. Be like the BER. Stage one, stage two, stage three. Hope it doesn't cost as much.
That's right. I'll tell my office to block out a couple of days.
For surgery. Anyway, you're not going to muck around. If you're going to grow a beard, you need to grow one like Mitch Fifield, and it's an absolute corker. But as I say, you probably wouldn't be old enough to remember a bloke that appeared on Channel 7 on a children's show called Captain Fortune.
No.
Now, I'd like you to start to Google Captain Fortune if there's a photo existing of him. If you could get a hat on, like a seafaring type hat, you're like a dead ringer for Captain Fortune. So I've got you looking like a child or grandchild of Queen Victoria. You think you look like a Russian Cossack, and now Captain Fortune enters the debate.
Well, and the ultimate benchmark, of course, is Grizzly Adams.
Now you are showing your age. Grizzly's from a few years ago. All right, then. Okay, so did I get a concession there that it's going sometime in January, or is it going to stay?
It's still an open verdict, Ray. Yeah. I'm taking submissions. So stay tuned.
Well, I'm coming down to Canberra, I think, on February 3 at a forum that you may well be at for the radio industry.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to disappearing sometime between then and February 3, and I'll be clean shaven as well, okay?
We'll make sure that we're clean and nice.
Okay, thanks, Senator.
Thanks, Ray.
All the best. The man with the best beard in federal parliament, Senator Mitch Fifield, the Minister for Communications, and as he pointed out, the arts as well. He's looking rather arty.